where I am and who I am today. Well, I think in everyone's life there's a gazillion things that come together, and I think the universe is constantly trying to break you open and splatter you. Sometimes it hurts, sometimes you fall flat onto the pavement, but it's all about the picking yourself up and letting go of the guards and the walls that society and your family, friends, help try to build up around ourselves and between each other. I had an experience when I was 18 years old. I grew up in a very sheltered, structured family. And I learned very early on in life to build my walls, to protect myself, because there was never really a safe place to go and be myself, whether that was to share my problems, talk about issues I was facing in school and in life, whether that was a hug, a kiss, I love you, Sarah, that wasn't easy to find or to ask for. So as I got older, that started manifesting itself in aggression and anger. And as an avid soccer player, it came out on the field. And fortunately, I did have that outlet. But somewhere around junior year in high school, I lost that motivation to fight. It was no longer fun. There was no passion in it. And it was draining me in ways that made me more lost than ever. So I quit soccer and I turned to substance abuse, specifically, you know, alcohol and partying and putting on the front of a happy, easygoing, happy-go-lucky individual. And I maintained that pretty well. You know, I did a pretty good job, but the unfortunate side of it was that I would drink to a point of numbness. I was seeking that numbness because that was the only place I could go for a time. I like to think of it, you know, it was almost the end of senior year, and it was like the calm before a storm. I was finally getting to a place. I woke up one morning and I decided, this is the day. I'm gonna work hard in school. I'm gonna, you know, take my Concerta, and I'm gonna do all the shit that I'm supposed to do. And I found out that it was a holiday. So I was 18 at this point, a few weeks away from graduating high school, which I had half-assed all the way through, caring more about the facade of myself, the appearance of myself to others. You know, it was a full-time job pretending to be a person, because I didn't know how to find the strength to put my effort and passions into things I really wanted to do, which were more on the creative side of things. And so I went to school one morning, Cinco de Mayo, and I realized, you know, after having the epiphany of, you know, working hard in school, that it was a better idea to blow off school, buy a large amount of tequila, and go get Mexican food with a bunch of my girlfriends. So a bunch of girlfriends and I cut class, and I was super excited to celebrate this holiday I'd never celebrated before. And things were on a rocky path with a lot of my friends at that point. And with the help of having unknowingly taken a long-lasting Adderall-type pill that morning, I was drinking tequila on top of that on a close-to-empty stomach. So it was kind of, you know, amping up. And it blew into a full-forced fight between me and all of my girlfriends. And at this point, I didn't know how to express myself. I didn't know how to express my vulnerability. And the issue I was having was about not being understood. And, you know, I reacted in anger and bursts of flames. And it turned into 5 against 1, which made me feel like my situation was worse and ganged up upon. So I fled the scene. Fortunately, I was able to cool down, and I had a friend that talked me through stuff, and that was really powerful. But when I thought it was over, it wasn't. And, you know, hours had passed from drinking, and I went to go visit some different friends down by the water, Shulshul, which was kind of my home base since birth. And I was down there. Everything was okay. The sun was shining. The water was still moving. The birds were chirping. And I was in a euphoric sense. Let's just go for a joyride. You know, I told them, and we popped in the old tape player, Rumours by Fleetwood Mac. And it was so great. And we're just driving along, me and two of my good guy friends, and blackout. I continued driving the vehicle, but progressively became more and more negligent behind the wheel. Now, thank all the beingnesses of the universe, I did not physically hurt anyone besides myself. But the drive ended with a crash into a ditch. And without relating the very messy and traumatic repercussions of that and losing full control of my body, it's a hard thing to relate because I know the story from other people's point of view and I know the story from my point of view. And my point of view is I left my body and I went somewhere way up into outer space, into the stars. I don't know what you want to call it. I'm not personally a religious person, but I have a very deep connection to the energies in the worlds around me. So I know that there's essences, if you want to call them fairies or angels, I don't know, but there's guidance on this planet for us. If we're willing to reach out and ask for their help, they're there for us at all times. And so it must have been some creation of my mind because I was in complete blackness. I was in complete and utter dark. But the room was so warm. And I wasn't in a body, but I was conscious. And I was completely enveloped in love. Full 100%. And it was like I was sitting on these beautiful white leather couches in this dark room, and there was a big fish tank, and I couldn't see fish, but I knew there was just water moving. And nothing was literal. It was just love encompassing love, and it was like I was in a waiting room. And a voice, without a voice, said, "We're ready for you." And so my being entered another room. And it was almost like I was in the principal's office. But I wasn't in trouble. And there was a voice, without a body, that said to me, in the kindest, softest, most compassionate way, it said, "Sarah, we love you. You have a choice. Everyone down there, everyone you know, will be completely fine. Whatever you do, do not make your decision based on anyone else, because this is your choice to make. And whatever choice you make is beautiful and divine and the right thing. You cannot make the wrong choice. But you have the choice to exit your body now. You have a choice to not go back to Earth, or to go back to Earth. That's up to you." And I got, no joke, a little, pixie cup that you get at the doctor's office. And it said, "If you want to go back to Earth and continue inhabiting the body that has been thus far Sarah Brink, if you want to change your path and change your life and start to reflect externally who you are within without fear, take the pills." So I took the pills and I woke up in the ER in a neck brace, completely rattled. I think that the physical repercussions of the accident and the alcohol poisoning is not as important as my mindset after that, because I felt like I was in a new body. And I'll never forget going home that night and waking up the next morning in fear, in fear of my parents, in fear of everybody who would know what happened. And I walked into the bathroom and I looked at myself in the mirror. And you could not, for the life of you, tell who I was. My face was completely puffy. It was purple and blue. My teeth had been knocked into the back of my mouth. I was disformed. And the biggest thing, it didn't matter really what I looked like, but my eyes were so swollen that, you know, my eyes were literally slits. I couldn't see my eyeballs. And even so, I looked in the mirror and I smiled and I said, you know what? If you look like this for the rest of your life, now at least you can talk your talk and you can walk your walk, whatever that is. Boy, has it been an interesting journey since then. You know, nothing became magically easy. Trials upon trials continue to come my way, but it's the search for self. It's the search of vulnerability and compassion. It's the want and the need of the point of life to be beyond doing. And the constant, beautiful, unique struggle of finding yourself in the day-to-day conflicts of society and the world and people that are outside of you, people that you want to be close to, learning, that's my life lesson, is to learn how to trust others, love myself, and let the universe open up and give all that it has and wants to give to each of us individually, and to play and dance, really. There's so much crap going on. It's hard not to get caught up in it and angered by it. This could easily be interpreted and wrongly, and I say it the best way it can, but I truly believe that no one is a victim. That we can be in so many different scenarios, in so many different bodies, in so many different shapes and mindsets. But each of us, in every realm, at every moment, have the option, the opportunity, and the help to make decisions based on our heart versus our mind. And I think that's where we find solitude. That's where we find peace and contentment and love. And from that place of an open heart is how we connect with others. And through that connection is the only way I can see possible us changing the world the way we live it now.